Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. Yes, this is your host, Hiss Radio, on this lovely Tuesday, February the 10th, 2015. Tonight, we are discussing the Scarecrow. And boy, oh boy, it was a great episode. Oh my gosh. Got to see the makings of Dr. Crane. Crazy. I can't believe his dad would do that. And then Fish Mooney taking over as the it woman, you know, for that rowdy prison area. Pretty crazy. Yeah. All right, so call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. We are live right now, so if you're listening to us on the internet, please call in, so we could discuss the latest and greatest episode of Gotham Talk. All right, then we have a new caller from Airco 239. Welcome to Gotham Talk.
Matt the Scarecrow. What up, Jesus? I was
What's up, Matt?
That episode. That ending when you saw Jonathan Crane with the Scarecrow coming right at him. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh. That was so cool. See, that those are like one of those comic book moments, right?
Yes, that had me going right there. I mean, and now we're getting the Joker next week.
I know. Do you think it's pretty quick for them to introduce the Joker? Or do you think it's good timing?
I mean, like, when they showed that promo of that clown laughing, like when Leslie Tompkins at the gym, how about we go to the circus? And then that got me thinking, oh boy, the Joker. And then they started showing a list of all the villains they showed so far. Penguin, Riddler. Well, he hasn't become the Riddler yet, but yeah, he's been saying riddles throughout.
Yeah, with his riddles.
And then now all of a sudden we hear his laugh. But the scenes with Bruce were okay, but I was expecting him to fall into the Batcave, like every scene.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed.
Yeah, so Matt's talking about the scene where, you know, he's on his own and he's scouting, and I'm with you. I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is when he discovers the Batcave. Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Come on, do that. Like, do something already. Come on.
I know. Stop teasing us. We have a new caller from area code 609. Who is this?
It's me, Reverse Flash Frank. How's it going?
Hey, Reverse Flash Frank.
I meant to say Reverse Frank. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, Reverse Frank.
Hey, man. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I saw little bits and pieces because I fell asleep during it because it was so late last night. But I'm gonna go home and watch it. But But I'm at work here, so I mean, once you're done with me, you can just put me on mute so this way I don't disturb the podcast. But I can't wait to
all
watch
right.
it. What did you guys think about it?
Yeah, it was good, right, Matt?
It was one of those, like, finally Gotham does it right with the classic origin story geek out moment episode.
Well,
it was total awesomeness.
You know, I know. Joe's
it's been off and on for me on Gotham.
Well, yeah. See, Joe's been finally getting into it because in the beginning he really didn't like it because he wanted more Bruce Wayne, and that's understandable. I think that's what everybody wanted. But I mean, we'll take what we can get. But I think, and I told him last night.
That's my motto.
At this point, I think Gotham will be whatever they need it to be to survive. So if put more Bruce, they'll put more Bruce. I think this show has so many big personalities in it, so many good actors, that I think it's going to be like kind of like a Lost. Every episode is going to have a different person's take on Gotham. How do you feel about it, Jesus? I mean, do you feel like this can morph into a different type of show where it's not just about James Corden? Because I think they're realizing that he's not as interesting as people thought or they thought.
That's hard to say because he's the star of the show. You
really?
Know? How can you put the star of your show as a second player in season two? You can't.
Oh, and by the way, guys, The Flash is pretty darn good tonight, too.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
All right, so Matt, let's start with you. What was your favorite scene in The Scarecrow, and tell us why?
Don't forget the movie.
Oh, man, there's a whole bunch where Jonathan Crane, well, two characters from DC Comics, from two different DC shows, Crane and Jor-El, put some fear gas in him, where he saw his wife being killed in the fire in the opening part, and then I geeked out there, and that the end scene, well, I have three scenes, like that first part I told you, and then where Crane saw the Scarecrow, said that was awesome when he was injected, and were they in Arkham or just at a hospital?
I don't know. Well, let's see. Let's ask. There's a caller here from air code 469. Who is this?
Coming from Canada.
Hey, Chris. Welcome back, sir.
I think it was just a hospital. Thank you.
It was just a hospital,
it,
right? It wasn't Arkham. It didn't seem like Arkham.
Scarecrow possessed him, and we know what he's going to become. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But still, I was expecting Bruce to fall in then to something there and see Batslice fly right at him. And then to see Alfred save him like that, that was those scenes I didn't care for. But the scenes with Scarecrow, oh, man, those were, like, phenomenal.
Those were so great. I mean, you already mentioned one of my scenes is, when Dr. Crane injects his son. And, man, that imagery, it was just really cool. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen something like this on TV.
Me neither. It was like a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, like watching a scary horror movie.
Yeah. It was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. So that was my favorite scene. Chris from Candor, we're talking about The Scarecrow, episode 15, season 1 of Gotham. What was your favorite scene? And tell us why. Okay, go, Chris.
He's gone.
He's there.
He went back to Candor.
They put the lid on Candor.
There's tons to talk about on Marvel Film Talk, though, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Jim Gordon, a lot of people are still not liking his character or his role in this big city of Gotham. But Matt from Florida, let's go to you. We already know what Reverse Frank thinks about Jim. What are your thoughts? How do you think he's doing so far?
He did pretty good in the episode, especially at the scene when Senior Crane was going like, I have no fear. And then they were aiming the guns at him, and then he shot him. He and Bullock shot Dad Crane, and those type of scenes with Jim are good. When you see him being a badass, and you see him in action, like when you see Jim being all serious, but when you see him like talking and you see him like talking to girls and all that, it kind of reminds you of Smallville all over again. I mean,
this just better not be another coffee shop.
Yeah, I mean, just don't show a coffee shop or a newsroom, but it is a cop show.
Yeah,
it is a cop show because we do see
they gotta drink coffee and the donuts, right?
Yeah, but we don't even eating donuts. But boy, with Falcone, those scenes were cool. Falcone and Penguin working together.
Oh my gosh, Penguin. It's kind of crazy how he turned Fish Mooney's club to like a punk rock, like new wave, alternative, death rock kind of club.
She's going to come back in the power. She's going to come back and get back at a Penguin. But we know Penguin's not going to die. We know he's
not
because...
No, he has to exist.
We know he's going to become at the end
for
of the
Batman.
Series.
Yeah.
How long do we think the show is going to go, Jesus?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Five seasons, 10 seasons, because I really, really want to see Batman.
I would say a good five, Ren. And I hope I'm wrong.
Season 3,
I just
want to
state that for anybody listening. I hope I'm wrong. But I say five. But I so hope I'm wrong. I hope it goes to like 13, you know, 15.
They need to have at least Batman in it.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting all these villains.
I thought, hey, when they mentioned the circus, I thought, hello, who else is in the circus? The Graysons.
Robin.
Yeah.
Robin, that's right, the Graysons.
I wonder
if
they're going to show, you know, a young couple, Grayson, before they have Robin, you know? Or no, by then they should have Robin, right?
Yeah,
no,
the kid Grayson.
No, that's certain. No, that's certain.
No, what's
because
the age gap between Batman and Robin?
Really, really, like, big. I mean, it's got to be, like, at least 15 years old. 15 years old.
Okay, so he's a baby.
Yeah, he's like, I mean.
Because isn't Bruce Wayne 15 right now?
Yeah.
Isn't he? No,
all right, let's go around the room. Well, what do you think, Matt? How old is Bruce Wayne in Gotham currently?
13 or 14, because the next week's episode, he's going to go into Wayne Enterprises and talk about the whole deal with Arkham. And they wouldn't allow a 90-year-old kid to go in there and talk about
Hey, Reverse Crank, how old is Bruce Wayne?
I bet you Bruce Wayne is at least 15.
Right. Yeah. I would agree. 13, 14, 15 at the most.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it.
He still has a little high pitched voice, you know.
Yeah.
What about
Joker,
you, Chris, from Kandor?
He had a weird voice.
Yeah, right?
I'm thinking
all right, Chris.
All 10.
13, 14, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's 15 yet.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder if they will introduce the Graysons. Have you guys read anything online?
No, I looked back at the episode guide tonight, but I know there's going to be an episode titled Red Hood in the following week.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything about the Grayson yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, Chris, and we haven't heard from you. What was your favorite scene in last night's episode, The Scarecrow?
Wow. I was going to mention this because that when I watched it, I realized we finally saw Jim Gunn outside of his work. You know, he went to a date with the doctor.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They didn't mention work. He was being fun and everything. It was good to see that he had a life, you know, other than being in the barge. Oh, that's good. I like that. I think they're starting to show us more of that because they need to tie in him being with Barbara Gunn. You know what I mean? They need to tie that.
Yeah.
They have to show that, hey, before they were really together, they went through different struggles apart and together. So I think that's good. They have to tie that in. That was cool. I like that. So, another thing was, I like when the sunrise, you know, Bruce Wayne was, you know, sleeping and Alfred was like, hey, wake up, you know, it's the sunrise. I really like that thing. It showed the caring they have their bond, their family they have together, you know, with Bruce Wayne and, you know, and Hoffman. He's really a father figure, you know, to him. You know, he's the only person who he can trust it completely, you know?
Yeah.
And I like that, you know, they show that bond and he's letting him be his own man. You know what I mean? Like, who let a kid go out in the woods and for a long time, especially a millionaire, a billionaire kid who, you know, people will be after him, anything can happen to him, you know. So I really like that. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Those are great moments. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying it was a great introduction to Scarecrow. Did you like the effect that they did when he was injected with the serum and, of course, frightened out of his wits? Let's go to you, Reverse Frank. Do you think they pulled it off, the origin of the Scarecrow?
Well, from what I saw, like I said, I fell asleep. But like I said, boring. It was I just fell asleep. But from what I saw, the last time I saw was when the father told him that it worked, and then he injected him, and that's all I remember. Because then I was like, "Do you ever like fall asleep between a show or something you're watching, and you wake up a couple times and you're struggling to just you want to watch it, and then it just doesn't make sense?" What the F is going on in this episode? Because I was waking up, falling asleep. So I gotta go home and rewatch it.
Definitely.
And you got
what about you, Chris?
I did like it. I did. It was really cool. The effect was really good, and I don't know too much about the Scarecrow background because I really don't care. And
okay, he's not one of your favorites.
No, he's not. And another.
Why?
I don't know. Another thing I wanted to say was, I don't really think. I'm trying to get the point out.
It's okay. Take your time.
I'm starting to struggle with this being the problem. The kids. You know what I mean? We got used to see all this, the story we know about the Joker, Penguin, and everything. We all know whatever happens to them, they happen after they're already grown. Not when they're not even high school yet. You know what I mean? Like, the Joker did not become the Joker since he was, you know, 15 years old. You know what I mean? Oh, you know, Penguin did not become, you know, I just feel like they should have been a little bit older. At least maybe leaving high school, you know, going to college. I mean, I feel like that's when... Yeah, because these kids, they're not being kids. You know, I had a thing about Selena Kyle because that's how her background, that's how she was. Because she did not have parents, she was living in the street and everything. I understand that about her. But what about these others? You know, but... Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I loved it. Matt from Florida, your thoughts about the origin of the Scarecrow, you know, do you think they pulled it off?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I called back and forth. My phone was acting up there for a bit.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was so flipping awesome. First, when you saw that Scarecrow, it was just so freaking amazing. I mean, God, it just totally blew your minds away. I mean, gosh, it was just so awesome.
It was great.
I'm starting to really enjoy Gotham.
It's
just amazing.
They're doing something right.
I mean, to watch DC shows on a weekly basis, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, DC is truly conquering on TV universe.
Right. And don't forget, you know, with Supergirl coming, Teen Titans.
Yeah. So imagine Monday
and
Night
then
Gotham.
What else after that? Possible Arrow. I mean, not Arrow. Adam spinoff.
Yes.
Possible Nuclear Men Firestorm spinoff.
Who knows?
I mean, it's like endless. It's
episode.
Like wildfire. And then Stephen Amell, he from the TV show Arrow, he plays the Green Arrow, for those who don't know. He is really welcoming a whole crossover between all DC shows. I mean, I've never seen an actor wanting to join properties all together. Have you heard of that, Matt?
No, wow. That is just truly awesome. I mean, Stephen Amell.
He wants Supergirl to cross over. He wants Arrow to cross over to Gotham and vice versa. Like a big multiverse.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I really like Stephen Amell.
And including the hopefully not canceled Constantine.
I really don't watch Constantine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't guess up on that.
They're going to probably cancel it at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I hope not. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's kind of too scary for me. I don't like horror shows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not your cup of tea. All right, let's go. Let's open it wide for you guys. Anything you want to talk about on this week's show that we have not touched upon, or any other Gotham gossip or news? Now it's the time. Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. Anything you want to share?
I just thought that one scene at Falcone's house with Falcone and Maroni, where that guy was being tortured, like he was hanging on something or whatever they were doing to him, saying, "This guy's yours," or whatever he was pointing out to him. Was that scene intense or what?
Yeah.
And
it was for me. What about you, Chris?
How about what?
About what Matt just said.
Oh, I didn't hear him. I didn't hear. I am listening, but I'm not yet.
Matt, can you tell what you were talking about?
And one of the parts where Maroni is with Falcone, they're talking about he's giving Penguin protection. They're walking around his nice mansion, which all of us wish we have, and they're torturing a guy, and it's one of the guys that owed Maroni something, and he goes, "Thank you." And then he's the guy that I wanted.
Yeah.
And also, Jesus, I love the new look of Penguin's Club. But imagine what's going to happen when Fish Mooney comes back.
Oh my gosh. He's like, always getting a beating. Right?
Always.
Out of all the villains, he gets all the beatings.
Yes. Do you guys think
he looks more like a penguin?
Dr. Victor Freeze? Are we eventually going to get Mr. Freeze on the show?
I don't know. Maybe that might be like a season finale type of deal. Hey, I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure there's viewers that are listening to our podcast right now, which is available on iTunes. remind me, how did Penguin mess up his foot?
I don't remember.
I don't even know. I never followed up with the Penguin character because
I think we are going to get his background story somehow.
Let me ask Reverse Frank. Do you know how he messed up his foot? Like, how come he's dragging it?
I think his foot was always fine. From what I remember is. It's between the time Gordon shot him and when he met those kids that something happened to his foot. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
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 Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. No, what I was saying to you was, I think it was from a time when Gordon shot him off the pier, in between that and when he met those college kids when they picked him up in the car.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't really know how he lost his hurt his foot. But the way
okay.
he was looking at the Riddler last
Ooh,
night.
Oh, I love that part.
That part was awesome because, you know, at
yeah,
some point
that
in
was,
the future, they were going to be working
amazing.
Together.
Right. Isn't that great? Like, their very first encounter. Like, don't you feel like you're, like, watching history unfold itself?
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. DC is just truly amazing in what they've done. But now, I know, I'll save it for Marvel Film Talk.
Yeah.
I'll save it.
Let's go to Chris from Kandor. Give us anything or everything about the Scarecrow.
Well, Yoda didn't know I don't care about him. But what I'm thinking is, how is he going to recover from that? I mean, that is something, that's a big ordeal to get
I know.
And,
I know. Well, he definitely has time.
Yeah, and thinking about the doctor, what he said, I don't think he ever recovered. You know, and I'm thinking about the Dark Knight. Was it Batman Dark Knight? Yeah. I'm thinking about how he was in there, how he looked fine and everything until he wears the mask. You know what I mean? So I don't know how. I guess that's what I want my book to do, not comparing between the two.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Okay, we're almost about to end our show. I want to thank you guys for calling in. Chris from Kandor, Reverse Frank, Matt from Florida. Again, thank you to the listeners who are downloading the podcast. We appreciate your download and listening to our opinion about this week's episode, The Scarecrow from Gotham. All right, Chris, do you want to give us a shout out, sir?
Yeah. Hey.
All right.
The more the merrier. Please, people call in. Don't just download. You know, we want to hear what you guys think.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you guys think.
We do
about,
have
yeah.
listeners. So call in.
Yeah, because,
call in.
Call in, guys.
We should do like a giveaway.
Time.
If you call in, you'll get a little special prize.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we need to find that. No,
yeah,
no,
okay.
No,
all right, Reverse Frank, give us a shout-out, sir.
I just want to say hello to everybody. Sorry that I'm working. I mean, that's how dedicated I am to the show. I call even when I'm working. So
there you go. We
mute,
appreciate it.
No problem, man. Just keep me on mute.
All right. Cool. All right, well, thank you guys for calling in, and we'll talk next week on Gotham Talk. Good night.
Oh, yeah.